Understanding the importance of all aspects of person-centered practices is important. The next step is to find ways you can apply it and take action. One of these ways is in your role as an advocate and community connector. Your role in the person-centered process as a support professional is to help focus on the wants, needs, desires, and preferences of the person you are supporting. Helping a person achieve their hopes and dreams isn't an easy task, but it is achievable when there is a team of caring people who have open minds and a genuine desire to see the person succeed. The team should think creatively and have a willingness to work alongside the person to reach their dreams. Let's look at some of the areas where your role as an advocate of person-centered approaches is important.
Educating others on person-centered ideas. Remind others about the person's wants, needs, desires, and goals. Providing opportunities for the person to have their voice heard. Your job is to provide more opportunities for the person to speak up for themselves. For example, you're out shopping with Joyce, and the cashier talks to you instead of to Joyce about what Joyce is purchasing. You can defer the cashier to speak directly to Joyce and provide Joyce the opportunity to speak up. Problem solving. The people you support may need your creativity in problem solving solutions and situations that they are facing. Listening. In other lessons, you have learned about and will continue to learn about how to genuinely listen to people that you support. By truly listening to someone, you are implementing person-centered approaches.